Welcome to the Plant Centered and Thriving Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kitchens. I'm a plant-based registered dietitian and virtual nutrition mentor. I was raised on an Angus cattle farm, grew up with a lot of GI issues, and used the power of plant-based eating to promote healing. Here you'll find inspiration, ideas, and encouragement for your own plant-based journey. I'm so thrilled you're here today. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited for this new series that myself and Katie is with me today, and she's like behind the scenes with everything that goes on with these podcasts. So she makes these happen. So what we're going to start doing is going through just a series of frequently asked questions that I get, that she gets when it comes to plant-based eating. And what I actually end up doing too, is I went even a step further and I asked my email list. I was like, what questions do you have? Or what do you want to know about, especially if you're new to plant-based, transitioning to plant-based, or if you could go back and tell yourself something, you know, way back in the day when you were transitioning, what would be helpful advice. So we're going to start diving into some of these really, you know, just really frequently asked questions. So today we are going to talk about how to transition to plant-based, and more specifically, 7 things that you can remember on your journey as you're transitioning. So welcome to the show, Katie. Excited to talk?
Oh, you know, I'm always excited to talk.
Yes. Okay. So the first thing that we came up for you guys is when you're transitioning to plant-based, that it is really important to read up and do your own research. And Katie, why do you feel like that may be important to do your own research and kind of be an advocate for yourself?
Some people call it going down the rabbit hole, and it can be daunting, you know, because the internet's great because it provides all this information, but sometimes it provides so much information that you don't know where to start. So I think it's so important to cherry pick some resources that are trustworthy, that you have found that are really focused on health and well-being and not on, you know, pushing product or pushing a specific food, that really has health as their number one priority. So doing your own research, it really helps your confidence too. It makes you, you know, feel like you have ownership of this journey that you're about to take, and you don't want to fly blind, right? You want to do your research and feel like you know what you're getting into, so you can feel confident about, you know, the steps that you're going to take.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. And I think what Katie highlighted as well is it's important to know where your resources are coming from, where your research is coming from. And so like she said, make sure whoever it is that you're following or the information that you're gathering is coming from trusted sources, whether they're credentialed. I mean, we even know that credentialed people spew misinformation, but just again, be your own advocate there. So when you're researching, also do some research on the person that you're getting the information from so they are qualified and is a trustworthy source. And like Katie said too, like this also boosts your confidence, because when you're transitioning to plant-based, we know that questions are inevitable. Katie and I get them all the time, you know, from very simple common question of where do you get your protein to like even more specific questions. So it can be helpful too, just on your journey, to just have sort of a little bit of an arsenal of information in your back pocket so that when people do ask questions, you know, if you want to share information, you can. So number 2, and this is something that I have done, that Katie has done, that I have all of my clients do, and it is to be very clear on your why for transitioning. So why are you transitioning to plant-based? And so what do you think of that one, Katie?
Oh, this is a good one. It's a juicy one.
It is.
You know, Ashley and I worked together for several months a couple years ago, and the reason I called her is I had one reason only. I wanted to lose weight. So I called her up and I'm like, I need to lose weight. And that wasn't good enough for her. We dug way deeper. And the reason it was so life-changing is because I identified my why. My why was because, yes, I wanted to lose weight, but I wanted to feel better in my own skin. I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to be strong. I wanted to, you know, not feel like I was hiding out in my house and not living. You may struggle with diabetes, so you want to get your numbers better and you want to be able to, you know, live a life without restriction. So the why is so important, because you want your focus to be on something that is powerful, something that is going to, you know, take you through those tough times when you may be struggling, when you may be, you know, feeling less confident. So you have this beacon of motivation to keep you on track. It's so much more powerful than something as simple as losing weight that, you know, is very quantifiable and is very, you know, black and white, win or lose, all or nothing. And we'll get into that, but we do not like all or nothing.
So true. And exactly what Katie's saying, and you can hear her talking about it. It's lighting her up and I can see her face and she's getting excited, but knowing your why, and it's going to change. And Katie and I have talked about this many times, just because your why, you know, whatever why you come up with now, doesn't mean that's not going to be different 6 months from now or a year from now. But what it does is it really does, it helps give you sort of like passion and purpose and clarity. And it helps you focus on this bigger picture of why you're doing what you're doing and why you even started it to begin with, or why it interests you and to begin with. And then like Katie also said, you know, this journey of plant-based eating, it's not always this like picture perfect journey. You know, there's going to be some ups and downs along the way. And so it also helps create resilience because it allows you to go back to, okay, why did I start this? You know, if you're not having the greatest day, well, why did I do this to begin with? And so it can really help sort of ground you and recenter you, like Katie was saying. Number three is to start looking for some plant-based swaps. And so we're going to get into this a little bit more, but when you think about the way that most of us were raised when it comes to eating and what our plates sort of look like, it's meat, it's potatoes, and it's like a vegetable. So it's very, very easy to sort of look at a standard plate and think about, okay, well, this is where I'm getting my protein, my carbs, my fat, my veggies, you know, all those great things. But when you're plant-based, things look a little bit differently. And so with looking for plant-based swaps is at the same time, you have to rethink your plate because that's going to open your eyes to different things in the grocery store. I know Katie and I, we've talked about like when we first started going plant-based, it's like, wow, you know, I'm going to the grocery store and I'm looking at things that I had no idea even existed because I never shopped in those areas of the grocery store. So part of looking for plant-based swaps is also rethinking your plate as well. You know, thinking of kind of like how we fit ourselves into a box the most of like having this meat, potato, veg or whatever, and thinking it a little differently. What do you think about that, Katie?
I think this is a great starting place for people that maybe don't have as much confidence, or maybe you haven't done as much research, or you're a little bit nervous. Starting with these things that are easily interchangeable, that where you feel like you haven't really made a huge change. And I think the plant-based alternative industry has really come a long way, even from when I started. And I think the dairy aisle is a great place to start. They've done some amazing things with plant-based alternative milks and plant-based alternative yogurts. So I think that's a great place to start because there's such a variety. It's available everywhere. Honestly, I think they taste way better than, you know, regular cow's milk. So for someone who is just starting out, I think that's a great place to start.
I run a group coaching program for people who are transitioning to plant-based, and Katie was in there as well. And another member, Tiffany, was talking about how she went to the grocery store. She was doing exactly this, just trying to look for some plant-based swaps. And she's like, I actually allowed myself time to stand in front of all the plant-based milks and kind of read the labels and just kind of just pick one that resonated with me. And she tried one. She went out of her comfort zone to try a new one and she ended up really liking it. And so you just kind of have to step outside your comfort zone and try something that's new, a little different, and then just see how it goes. If you like it, great. If you don't, also great, because you know not to buy it again.
And I think it's fantastic to actually do that exercise where you go into your grocery store, and it can be, you know, a typical grocery store. We're not talking about like Whole Foods or any specialty boutique grocery stores. This is just your, you know, regular Harris Teeter, Lowe's, Kroger, wherever you shop, and look at the variety. Think about how the milk aisle used to look. It was like, you know, you had your half gallon, your gallon, and it was Dairy Pure, whatever that brand was. And that's what it is. You go and look now, and there are different varieties of plant-based alternative milks. And to me, that shows that the demand is there. You know, we can't all be wrong.
So true. And I like that. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. You don't have to go from, you know, eating the standard American diet to like full on plant-based. You can take these baby steps to just swapping out a few things here and there. And then once you get confident with those swaps, then go on to some new swaps. So, which is just, again, just like little steps add up over time. We talk about that all the time. But yeah, that's just a great place to start. Number four, and this was one of my favorite ones when I first started, is, you know, just get yourself some new cookbooks or even find a new plant-based blogger that really resonates with you. Again, another girl who went through the mentorship, she just went to her library and actually just found a few plant-based cookbooks and checked them out and just gave those a try. So you don't necessarily even have to go buy them. You can actually just rent them from your local library if that's something that interests you. And it's fun sometimes just like sitting down with a cup of coffee and like flipping through, looking at the pictures. And again, just kind of seeing what comes to mind or what, like, again, resonates with you and what it is that you want to make.
And I think a great place to start is like, you know, what is your favorite food? What is your family's favorite food? So let's say we really like spaghetti, right? So there are a million different recipes for plant-based meatballs and plant-based sauces and different pastas that may be made out of chickpeas instead of gluten. So there's just so many different options out there. So why not start with something you know that you like and doing just a little experiment, have fun with it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, really, you can veganize anything and everything. So like Katie said, if there is a food that you enjoy or that is familiar to you, just maybe try and again, go back to number three, swap a few things out and make it plant-based and see what it tastes like. Doesn't hurt to try. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Number five is find ways that you can add more plants just into your daily routine. So nothing big. And it kind of stems really with number three, which is starting to look for some plant-based swaps. But this one is just, you know, find ways to add in more plants. And we always say add because we never want to feel like we're taking things away or that we're missing out on foods or restricting ourselves from eating things. So what can happen is when you just naturally add more fruits, veggies, you know, beans, whatever it is to your diet, what ends up happening is that kind of just naturally just crowds out some other foods maybe you don't want to eat as much. And it can be a much more positive experience that way.
Fruit gets a bad rap. That's one of those things that, you know, we're marketed to believe that, you know, fruit's too much sugar. Fruit is such an easy way to, you know, apple a day keeps the doctor away, you know, like add an apple to your lunch every day and see how that feels as your snack instead of, you know, a candy bar. Add some greens to your smoothie. If you know, it's hot, it's July, it's summertime, we're enjoying, you know, those smoothies in the morning. So add some really nice greens. I love this option because it's not about, oh my gosh, I can't eat this anymore. It's don't focus on that. Focus on all the awesome things that you can add to your diet and that can feed your gut and make you feel full, but not sluggish. You know, it's really about all the things that you get to eat, not about all the things that you have to get rid of.
Yeah. Yep. And what Katie's alluding to as well is like making that connection with the food that you're eating and how you feel afterwards. And that's kind of like an advanced practice almost, but it's something that's really helpful. If we can start paying attention to that now, that can be really helpful in the long run is to making that connection with the foods that we're putting into our body and how we are feeling. So another great point there. And the frozen spinach, frozen like kale, whatever it is, I keep bags of those on hand all the time because I always find opportunities to add in extra greens to things. And again, like Katie said, you don't really notice it. It's just like, it's just something kind of extra that you can add in and it's great. More greens, nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Love our greens.
Yes, we do. So number six, and here's just another idea as you're transitioning to plant-based is to maybe have a plant-based like day or two of the week, like just give it a try. You know, when you're meal planning your meals for the week, why not throw in a couple plant-based themed days in there and make it fun, make it exciting. And like Katie said, maybe veganize one of your favorite recipes or go through one of those new cookbooks that you checked out from the library and make something new, you know, try and step outside your comfort zone and just see what it feels like.
Love that hashtag meatless Mondays, you know, don't feel this pressure like, okay, I'm going to try this new thing, so I have to be vegan overnight, right? Make it easy on yourself. Just dip a toe in and see how it goes, because you learned things. You learn things about yourself. You learn what you like, what you don't like, and just take those baby steps. That's really going to make such a big difference in your sustainability with this lifestyle. So by picking just one day of the week or one meal of the week to start with is so much easier on your transition. Make it easy for yourself. Set yourself up for success. This is not about, you know, going cold turkey and, you know, because, you know, we have to be perfect, which is, you know, that's a bad word around here. Make it easy for yourself. Set yourself up for success.
And speaking of making it easy on yourself and not being perfect, number seven, which is our last one, perfect timing, Katie, is to really focus on progress, not perfection. And I know you hear that a lot, but we really, really mean it. And really, like, if you think about it, small changes add up significantly over time. They really, really do. And if you can focus on the progress that you're making versus, again, feeling like you have to be 100% plant-based or perfect with your diet, or, you know, you're trying to go all or nothing, it doesn't have to be that way. Like Katie said, like, these baby steps, they add up over time and they can make a really big deal. So like she said, like, set yourself up for success, look for ways that you can celebrate just, you know, different things that you're doing, things that make you feel good or excite you or light you up, you know, focus on your progress.
Absolutely. Progress, not perfection. I should get it tattooed on my forehead. I love it so much. Love it.
All right, y'all. So those are the seven things that we found most helpful on our journey. And we wanted to share them with you, especially if you're new to plant-based, you're transitioning to plant-based, or you're plant curious. These things can really help you, again, make your journey sustainable, most importantly, enjoyable, and really, really delicious as well. And speaking of transitioning, so Katie and I, we run a group coaching program, which is incredible. We're recording this on a Thursday, and the group coaching program, the one that we just ran, just ended yesterday, and we're launching another one July 21st, which I just am so excited for. It's specifically geared towards people who are transitioning, who are confused and overwhelmed, and, like, you know, they want to pull out their hair because, like we were talking about at the beginning, there's just so much information out there. Oftentimes it can paralyze us from moving forward. So this program is specifically designed to give you that boost of confidence, to give you evidence-based information that you need to get the ball rolling so that you can feel really confident in your journey. And it just makes it so much easier. And you're doing it with a group of people who are also on the same trajectory as you, which, oh my gosh, it just makes it all the more fun and exciting. Like, seeing people come together and just encourage one another, support one another, and help one another along. Like, it is, there's just nothing like it. It is the coolest thing in the world to see and facilitate. So I cannot wait for this to start, but all this information is definitely, it's in the show notes if you're curious, and feel free to reach out to me, obviously, on Instagram at Plant Centered Nutrition, and I can answer any questions there. But obviously I would love to see you in there, especially if this sounds like you. All right, Katie. Well, thanks for being here. I can't wait for the next episode that we do. Everyone, hope you have a good day. See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to the Plant Centered and Thriving podcast today. If you found this episode inspiring, please share it with a friend or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally say thank you. Until next time, keep thriving.